views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. The Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 9. And today is Thursday, June the 29th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to doing that. And anytime, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I won't be able to see the board today because I'm going to be out on the road. It's right when we get around the 6 at the top of the hour, so in an hour. So I won't be able to see the board. So if you have any questions or comments about anything on today's show, just give us a call, 866-510-9025, hit **, and just say, excuse me, because I won't be able to see you in the board, on the board, excuse me. So that would be very, very helpful to us, okay? Everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website for this network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And on that website, the homepage, you'll see the icon with the holding hands in green. That is for the donation prompt. Please give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to grow and do all the things that are necessary to bring you the information that you've already deemed as relevant, as important, as also as extremely, extremely vital to our overall growth and direction. So make sure that you make sure that, excuse me, make sure that if you can and if you would, seed some prosperity into Black Talk Radio Network by giving some financial assistance and sponsoring so that it can, it doesn't, you know, just do what you can so that this network can continue to meet its obligations and stay on air. Okay. Also, Black Talk, another way that you can support the network is by going to BTR Community. BTR Community is the social media network that Black Talk Radio Network has put together for your overall use, enjoyment, and way to have some form of collective prudence in a meeting place. And you could easily sign up for that on the website for Black Talk Radio Network, the same website that where the donation prompt is there, and the same website for this network, the homepage. You'll see underneath the donation prompt, you'll see the capital B with a black background. So just hit on that, and that will send you into signing up for BTR Community. And like I said, it's a social media outlet that you can use for all of your social media activities. And you can post things about yourself, your business, your family events, or anything that you think that needs to have more public exposure, or things that you think are relevant and important, things that you want to have dialogue about, or just make people aware of what's going on in the world. So you could do that at BTR Community for $24 a year. Very, very small fee for what it is that you're able to do. And that is also another way that will support this network. Most people think that the other mainstream media networks are free. They're not free. Nor is, let me tell you something, this system is so, they know by making things seemingly, making them appear to be free or seemingly have the appearance of being free, that people will jump on it. And that's what they do. Just like whenever you use your maps, your Google Earth and everything else, the military put that in position so that you would use it under the pretense that it was free. It's not free, ladies and gentlemen. It was done for a reason. And that reason is going to have great, great cause. It's called tracking. It's called data mining. It's called being able to affect the overall and to see how the propaganda is working and what needs to be done next so that you can seemingly think that you're free, because they will give you all the freedom that you want, but you'll never be sovereign and self-determined unless you decide that's what you want to be. So definitely $24 a year is such a minimal cost for that, and it's a way that will, you know, you can promote yourself. You won't have to worry about being put on probation unless you do some really crazy things, but just govern yourselves accordingly, okay? So BTR community is definitely there for you. It's the only place that I post $24 a year, and you won't have to worry about your identity being stolen. If you've been receiving a bunch of phone calls from all kinds of solicitors and everything else, where do you think they're getting it from? Because your identity has been sold. Who do you think has sold your identity? Facebook and tweeting. They was tweeting on you, and they was giving your face for somebody else's book. So come on over to BTR community. You don't have to worry about that. Okay, so that is something that you all could do to support this network. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. ProsperityMint.com. Check out what's in inventory there. And just because you're not paid as a lady and a gentleman, which would be in silver, or paid as a king and a queen, which would be in gold, you still could save that way, ladies and gentlemen, in real, real money. Money that the great creator has made, not something that man has printed or digitally created as an instrument of enslavement, as a debt instrument, and as a wage for a slave, and as a coupon, a promissory note that always gets broken. The overall real money that the great creator has given us never ever defaults and never ever breaks a promise. Just doesn't do it. So this is why it's so very, very important. So definitely go to Prosperity Mint and check out what's there. Make sure you email info@ProsperityMint before you purchase so that someone can get in contact with you and just explain the overall buying process to make sure you're doing it correctly, okay? Definitely do that there, Prosperity Mint. info@ProsperityMint. Okay, now, a couple of administrative things before we get going. Everyone, please continue to go to the GoFundMe campaign for my man, Michael Emmanuel. You can go to GoFundMe.com and then /SamUnionYoung5P-3500 is where you can find it, and you'll see Michael Emmanuel there, who is actually just not too long ago, just finished up his chemotherapy for his germ cell cancer. He had germ cell cancer. And so definitely appreciate all of you that are contributing. We're definitely looking forward to it. Love it. Thank you all for you being the great individuals that you are, and we're going to continue to support this. And so just go there, please. And it is, once again, it is the GoFundMe, GoFundMe.com/SamUnionYankee5P Dash 3500, or you could also find it on our web, on our page in BTR community, and give what you can for Michael Emmanuel. Thank you all so much. We're going to get everything that Michael needs, and we're going to definitely support this family and this young man, and watch what prosperity does for us in the future because of it. All right. So also, this weekend, Saturday, it's only two days away. We're going to have the Controlling Your Wealth seminar here in Dallas. If you've not made your already made your reservations or your plane and everything else to get here, there's another way that you can do it. It's going to be July the 1st, 2017 at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the location is going to be the Central Library, and that's going to be the Dallas Public Library at 1515 Young Street in Dallas, Texas. And the tickets for single tickets is $300. Couples is $550. And we will start promptly at 10 a.m. in the morning, and we'll go to 2 p.m., and it's going to be a great, great seminar, Control Your Wealth seminar. The first hour is sponsored by Prosperity Mint, and the first hour will be a one-hour introduction by intro by Prosperity Mint, where they're going to just expose to you some of the very, very important things that you need to know about what's going on in the world that can't be talked about on air. Also, the second hour is going to be Trust and Foundation, 1 hour of Trust and Foundation with Legacy Wealth Management, probably some of the best people in the country on trust and foundations. You need to be engaging in this, very, very important, and everything will start to come together, and you'll wonder why. And this, because trust and foundation reestablish your overall, it makes sure that your free will is adhered to, there is sovereignty and self-determination, by using some these tactics and having those protections and those things that you can fall back on. So very, very important what you can do with that. So that's going to be 1 hour. Then we're going to have a 1 hour of the precious metals class. Some of the most important parts of the precious metals class, 1 hour, will be given to everyone there. Very, very important. Then we're going to, in the last hour, we're going to be looking at some ways to leverage. In the future, it's going to be all about what you can control, what you leverage, and what you own. Excuse me, what you control, what you invest in, and what you leverage. Made that mistake. What you control, what you invest in, and what you leverage. That is very, very critical to where things are going to be going. So definitely going to have a great, great seminar on Saturday. Now, if you can't make it to Dallas, the only thing that you have to do, you can be a part of the online portion of it. You will have this, the same information as everyone else. All you have to do is info at Prosperity Mint, and make sure, please, everyone, don't wait till the last minute to actually register for the online. And please make sure that there won't be any way to pay once you arrive. So if you arrive and you haven't paid, you won't be able to get in, because there will be no way to actually make any form of payment. So please, just to help us out, so we're not scrambling, please make sure that if you're going to do it online, make sure you do it before Saturday, preferably at the latest tomorrow, so everything can be minimize our overall, so that there is no mistakes and anybody get left out. So please don't wait to the last minute. And what you can do is just, if you're not able to come, just info, and you would like to do it online, info@prosperitymint.com, and just say you would like to be a part of the online portion of the seminar, and that will be $300 as well. Okay, it's very, very easy. Just info@prosperitymint.com. But please don't wait until Saturday at 1 o'clock or excuse me, at 9:30 Central Standard Time or any time on Saturday is just really, really difficult because that pushes you back and everything else, and this is how mistakes get made. So let's just be prompt and have everything done beforehand so any problems that may happen can have enough time to settle them out so that the overall seminar will not be interrupted, because we have to start on time and we will finish on time. We will start on time and we will finish on time. So looking forward to seeing you all in Dallas on Saturday. Definitely, definitely looking forward to it all. Okay. Also, if you would like to be a part of the trading, the cryptocurrencies, you can do that with us as well. And all you have to do is go to rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com. And sign up there, and that will put you into Trade Coin Club. And once you do that, I will send you information on how to set up your account and everything else and get you the information that you need, and then so that you can start trading the cryptocurrencies, doing very, very well, very, very pleased. And it's doing exactly what I thought it was going to do, going up and down, and it's going to continue to do that, and we're going to gain off of that, and we're going to turn our some of our profits that we've gained into bigger profits, hopefully, which I do anticipate that being the case, and we're going to do that, looking forward to that. So that's some of the things, that administrative things. So looking forward to seeing you all Saturday. So let's jump into what's in the news, because I want to hurry up here and get to some very important parts of the show. First article I posted from Reuters: new computer virus spreads from the Ukraine to disrupt world business. This is one thing we'll be jumping into as well. Next article from got this one from Planet Free Will. NATO chief says recent cyber attack could spark mutual defense response. Basically, that means attack in Russia. That's what that means. That's what that means. Getting hot, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about some of that. Next article, I posted this from Sputnik News. Waving a false flag, Washington just waiting for a pretext to strike Syria. So check out that article. And there was some information that there were some possible missile strikes in Syria right after Tando went off yesterday, or during the time, the last 30 minutes of Tando radio show or so. But I wasn't able to verify any of that. But it wouldn't surprise me, as I said earlier this week, I was actually looking for something to happen in another act of what's happening. So it did. So, well, I don't know. We could see, you know, how that plays out. So we're going to have to continue to watch what's going on here, because it's going to only get worse. It's not getting better. And so check out, we'll keep eyes on that, and I'll let you know about that. So next article I posted, this one comes from Press TV. And that's an Iranian publication. Human trafficking rooted in U.S. warmongering. Iran has rejected groundless U.S. claims against the country in its annual report on global human smuggling. Such crack rooted in Washington's warmongering and interventionist policies in different parts of the world. So darn true. You know it. We know it. They know it, the world knows it, and this is what's going to be the purging of the United States, so that there will be the untied states and the destabilization, and that is going to directly affect you. Be ready. This is why we're here. Next article, you know what? I do get, but I'm not upset about it, so I'm not even going to do it that way. I'm not surprised. This article comes from Russia Today International. Vatican's third most powerful figure, Cardinal Pell, charged with multiple sex assaults. Australia's highest-ranking Roman Catholic clergy, Vatican Treasurer Cardinal George Pell, has been charged by Australian police over sex allegations of multiple complaints. The cardinal is facing multiple charges in respect of historical sex offenses. The Victoria State Police Deputy Commissioner shared, Commissioner Patton told the media in Melbourne on today, Thursday. This organization is just like all other government organizations. They allow the sociopaths and the psychopaths to dictate policy so that they can be able to engage in all of the evil temptations that they have, and they thoroughly take advantage of it. There is no such thing as these organizations being any benevolent, moral beneficiary to our species at all. It is part of the controlling system. They put these celebrity figurehead people in front of you to control you and to get you into a state of fear, because when you're in a state of fear, you kill, you kill, you kill. And the first thing that you kill is your free will. Is you surrender. If this was a sincere so-called civilized system that we would have, that organization would have been completely disbanded with all of its cohorts brought up on crimes against humanity. They would be, it would be probably some of the, well, it wouldn't have been that big because it would have never got this far. But it's been doing this for a very long time, and it's not going to stop. It's going to do it tomorrow. It's going to do it next year. It's going to do it 10 years, 100 years, 200, 300 years, because we are not investing forward the way that they are to keep their institutions in existence. We are not investing forward to ensure that our overall prosperity, self-determination, and sovereignty will exist. It has not existed for a long time. It does exist on the individual micro level, not the macro level. So this organization, as well as the other ones that you see on mainstream media, that you see in the governments, those that make the laws, that those that write laws that don't have to obey them, those that create debt that they don't have to pay, and those that declare wars that they don't have to fight, and those that forgive sins that they create and exploit the overall people. Do you realize how big religion is in this world? In this country alone is over $1.2 trillion. $1.2 trillion. In religion, and ain't nothing been sanctified since. Some point, sometimes, you got to believe what you see. Nothing is changing because it is beneficial for things to be the way that they are. So, check out that article. And this is not just, this goes in all forms. See, what this system does is it allows one or two good people, but behind closed doors, they not who you think they are. They're not what you think. So this is why we have the state that we're in, and we will continue to have it, and we keep doing the insane thing of doing the exact same things over and over and over again. So check out that article. Next article, I posted this one from Sputnik News. Got them by the bonds. If U.S. sanctions China over North Korea, its economy would tank. Very, very important article. Celebrity figurehead Trump administration says that the president is growing frustrated with Beijing's inaction on North Korea's nuclear issue and contemplating new tariffs on China's steel. Speaking to Sputnik, former senior State Department official said that if Trump goes ahead and China responds, it could plug the U.S. into, excuse me, it could plunge the U.S. into, let me move this down, it could plunge the U.S. economy into recession. So if the U.S. sanctions China, because China's got them by the bonds,
Dave,
could plunge the economy into recession. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I saw that today, and I'll probably make a video about this later, because you know my thing is abolition and pointing out that slavery and human trafficking was never abolished by the United States of America Incorporated. It says so in the 13th Amendment. But you got Ivanka Trump now out there trying to call China out on some human trafficking. And if I'm not mistaken, don't her brand do business in China? Wasn't her husband running over to China? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So all they doing is bluffing and telling lies.
Yep, exactly, Scotty. And remember, Scotty, if you can, look it on the thread from Press TV. Human trafficking rooted in U.S. warmongering from press. It comes from Press TV. See if I could check out that one, because that's exactly what you've been saying and what you and Max have been pushing, you know, and trying to get people to see this, the seriousness of this, because the overall human trafficking is going to only expand. Is far beyond what we think, is far, far beyond the overall industrial prison complex. The overall laws are set that way. The debt system is set that way to enslave and traffic, from the moving of children, body parts, dead people, organs, and living people, moving them around into overall slave in encampments. Guess what? Your overall job is a form of the slave encampment, ladies and gentlemen, because they're stealing your energy and they're paying you in pieces of nothing. You've never been paid for what you've worked, because that's how this system is. So very, very important that we understand this. Slavery is not been abolished at all. It's been too profitable. There has never been a business that's been extremely profitable to go out of business. Only way that this is going to go out of business is if we put it out of business by not participating.
And Dave, I'll say this. There are different forms of slavery. The slavery that existed prior to 1865 has been transformed into the prison slavery system. But there are other forms of slavery, and not that I'm citing the United Nations as some supreme authority, but in their Declaration of Human Rights, it says that all forms, it talks about abolishing all forms of slavery.
Yep. It does, because it's absolutely. But see, you know what's so important, Scotty, is that, see, what they do with the prison industrial complex, what they do is they try to come off as they write these laws for the best protection of the people, but in actuality, they are overextending those laws, and those laws are immoral from the very beginning, because their overall basis of everything is on profiteering from enslavement, putting people in prison for the rest of their lives and putting people in prison for times and things. It's just so many things that go along with that. You and Max, everyone needs to really be listening to New Abolition Radio. We got a caller in queue.
What they do is they try to come off as they write these laws for the
No, Brother Dave.
Hey, one second, Brother Davis. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Davis. Got feedback. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to also add this. We are living under a tax system of taxation put on by a private corporation called the Federal Reserve, who literally are working in a slave master position. There is no law that says we are required to pay taxes, but yet we can be incarcerated or disseminated, meaning killed, if we don't maintain that standard which they uphold on a regular basis. So yes, we are enslaved, whether you want to see it as it is or not. I just wanted to add that, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, so true, Brother Davis. Great example. That is in so many ways. You know, the debt, you know, you're enslaved when someone creates a debt that passes it on to you. That means that they're stealing your energy of your labor. You have to work that debt off. Unjust debt. Undue. It is so deep. It is so deep. And then what they make people think is that they're getting paid for their labor. No, you're not. It's sharecropping, and it's all kinds of different ways. They revolutionize this all over again. They give you actually coupons that have no intrinsical value at all, meaning they can go to zero. You can't have a medium of exchange with it, or your medium of exchange is completely diminished based off how many coupons that they create digitally or print. And guess what that's doing? When you go to work, you still have to be there for 8 hours, 16 hours, 12 hours, or whatever your overall requirement is. And during that time, you're giving something that's some of the most valuable money that there is, your energy. Because it creates life.
Hey, Dave, on the
everything
issue
that the great creator has given. Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
On the issue of taxes that Brother Davis brought up, I was just thinking about that earlier today, and I was just sitting here thinking, how many times does our quote-unquote, well, I'm not going to say money, but how many times is our currency taxed? I'm like, okay, if you work for somebody else, an employer, if you work for an employer, that money is taxed before it ever hits your bank account or you ever go cash it.
Yep.
Okay, it's taxed. Then when you go spend that money on something, it's taxed again. And then, I mean, it's like never-ending taxation.
Yep. Then you have to pay property tax on a bond that you don't have access to free yourself from. This is why you pay. Most people don't realize, as Brother David said, you're not required, but most people don't also realize that you don't have to pay income taxes, nor do you have to pay property taxes if your property isn't a part of your individual business. It's so much that we need to know. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of people that do know how to use this. In the trust and foundation portions of this, for those individuals that actually met with Legacy Wealth Management Group in March, that presentation was given to them, and they were surprised.
Dave, let me chime in on that too, man. I was just reading an article about Belmont, which is a little town in Gaston County where I live. Well, they want land to build a new middle school, and they purchased the land from the Stowe Foundation. What's the Stowe Foundation?
Mm-hmm.
The Stowe Foundation is the Stowe family that was running all these cotton mills around here before they got shut down. So mm-hmm. they're a wealthy family that probably enslaved Africans too, because there were 12 families here that practiced slavery. But they put it all their land holdings in a foundation. You think they paying taxes on that?
No. And guess what else, Scotty? Guess what else? They didn't buy that from the Stowe family at all. The Stowe family, that was the misconception or that was the perception that they wanted to get. Guess what really happened? The Stowe family still owns that school. that land and that school they own. What they did was they used the overall donations and made it look like it was a purchase. And guess who the overall real purchaser still was? You won't know because it's under a foundation. It is still the Stowe family. Whenever you see, one of the things is that foundations can't do businesses with regular people. They can only do business with other foundations. So what happened was they were able to, this is why when you hear about these people donating to this, you know, these people, well, I gave $2 million in donations. They didn't give a penny. What they did was they gave it and then it was given right back to them with interest.
Yeah, the foundation.
So what happened when
business.
They bought that school, when they bought that school, the value of that school, now they actually used their foundation to acquire the school as a shelter, and then now what happens, the value of that school goes to that foundation.
Yeah, they did business with the county government. They didn't do it with an individual.
Yes.
The foundation sold the county 300 acres of land for about $2.5 million.
And the Stowe Foundation still owns the land, and they got the $3.2 million and don't have to pay tax. It's deep. This is why Saturday's Control Your Wealth seminar is so important. We need to know these things and how to execute these things, because it's very, very important. Everything that you own can be repossessed. Anything that you control can't be taken from you. It has to be forcefully taken from you by force. It can't be, there is no court that can take it from you. Guess what? Not even the arms of the IRS can wrap themselves around it. Because contract is law. Very, very important. And so much to this all. And hopefully this is what we want to be sharing with you so that we can start leveraging this in the appropriate way. So what really happened there is, let's say you have one foundation with another foundation. They have a $3 million property. The one will say, well, I'm going to sell it to you and you're going to put me on your board. So I'm going to sell my property to you on your board, and then I'm going to be able to get it back, and I'm going to get the $2 million that you paid for it, and I'm going to give you the $2 million back. So it's a $4 million swing that goes. This is how this game works. While we are taught you want to own everything, this is how they incorporate, and this is one of the reasons why they do schools, is so that they can retard and to actually domesticate people so that they won't know, and they'll continue to be running around talking about what they own. Everything you own can be repossessed, because you own it, but somebody else controls it. You don't control it.
You know, hey, Dave, you know, one of the things when I looked at starting Black Talk Media Project, you know, it was solely for the purpose of learning new media technology and teaching it to Black people to harness this technology so we can stop saying, you know, well, we don't control anything. The media, we're not in control of it, and we're not in control of our own stories and voices. So when I start looking into, well, how do I want to set this up? And I start looking at the different laws on the books, and I was like, if I go 501c3, then I'm creating entanglements with the federal government that I don't need. Okay, the only purpose for and so I looked at the state laws on how I should, you know, set it up. So I decided to set it up as a nonprofit education organization. And I know this one senator, he ain't far from me. I read in the media he was talking about getting rid of these nonprofit statuses, talking about people using them to avoid paying taxes. But I bet he wouldn't have said that if he hadn't have known about Black Talk Media Project and how these black people is using the law to their advantage.
Scotty, so, and this is what goes on. And we have got to, and this is one of the things, when you know, you whisper. When you don't know, you scream. When you control, you whisper. When you own, you scream. Don't take my car. Don't take my house. Don't take this. Don't take that. Some very, and there's some things that I just can't say on open air. Very, very important that we engage in being sovereign, self-determining. Sovereign and self-determining. And I'm going to just say this, and we're going to move on. Y'all remember when everybody got mad at Dr. Dre when he had gave so many millions of dollars to USC? A lot of people were mad. But they didn't understand what was really going on. Because you got to understand something. Dr. Dre, with the foundation that he has and the trust that he has, he can't do business with anybody that doesn't have a trust or foundation. Can't do any meaningful business. So what did he do? He ensured by him doing that, do you know that Dr. Dre can actually determine what curriculum will be taught at USC? Do you know that USC has to pay Dr. Dre's foundation for the rest of it, for perpetuity? Oh, you didn't know that. So before we start jumping on things that we don't know about, we should really start finding out things quietly. We have to have an asymmetrical approach to everything. And guess what? You have an asymmetrical approach, they won't care who you are. They won't try to stop you because they can't. Absolutely can't. Now, they may mess with you individually for certain things, but guess what? Once you write law, it stands. The last time we started writing laws, we've been waiting and waiting for them to write laws for us because we haven't picked up the appropriate pen to use it as a mighty sword. I'm just saying. So, gonna move on. Very, very important. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit star, star, and we will get to it. I want to get to today's show, but you guys are more important than anything else. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, very, very, very important. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit star, star, and we'll hear you. I won't be able to see you, so just say, hey, excuse me, Dave, and I will definitely bring you up if you have a question or comment. So what I want to do is a lot of great things. I want to give some of the things that L.A. Ramon posted inside of Tando Radio Show from the New York Daily Times. EPA moves to axe Obama-era clean water rules. Check out that. Very, very important. Then Roz posted this one from Anti-News Network, dark pedophile channel on YouTube with over, good Lord, 12 billion views. He's sick. Next article, Raj posted this one. This is from Anti-News as well. All pharmaceutical companies have hidden far from us the fruits that treat cancer. Everyone should know about this fruit. Check out that actual fruit. Good one. You need to know. Yes, this is what I always say. For every disease that man has created, the great creator has a herb to cure it. Check out that article. Next one, Raj posted this one from Anti-News Network as well. U.S. government has killed more civilians this month than all terrorist acts in Europe over the last 12 years. Don't like truth. but it's there. Next one, man, I forgot to do this one. Roz, we got to do this one. Roz got this one from the BCC. Big, where can I say with them? Big blatant crooks. That's what the BCC news is. Big blatant crooks. And Roz's commentary, the stupidity of narcissism. This sick society breeds this kind of stupidity. U.S. woman shot boyfriend in YouTube stunt. A Minnesota woman has been charged over the fatal shooting of her boyfriend. What authorities says was a social media stunt gone wrong. Boy, these people is just ridiculous. And this addiction to social media. And this is one of the shows that we definitely have to have. Roz, remind me, man. Let's do that one. Definitely. Next article, another great article. Roz posted this one. Very, very important. 98% of African Americans are in fact Native Indians. And are owed millions. Tens of thousands of millions of Black Americans, or rather Indians, who disappeared from 1492 did not all die in the Holocaust inflicted within America. Hundreds of thousands were shipped to Europe and to Africa as Indian slaves. The whole slave trade song was given to all of us in reverse. Very, very true. Indigenous we are. See, one thing is very true is that the truth doesn't need any individual. Every individual needs the truth. And at some point, we need to stop following all these lies. So check out those articles. No, it's a couple more. Sorry about that. How much time I got? All right, I gotta hurry up here because there's one, another couple ones. I'm gonna just pick out a couple of good ones that I want to. Roz put a lot of good ones here, so check them out. You got one about breaking health with shampoo. Your shampoo is giving you Alzheimer's. Check out that one. Then there was another one in from Genetic Cargo. Check out that one that Roz posted. Then another one from AP News, the cyber attack may not have been meant to get money. No, of course not. It was not. It was meant to destabilize everything. So check out that article. Next article Roz has from The Guardian, Chinese president arrives in Hong Kong. Check out that one, really good one, important one. Chicago Times, Roz posted this one from Chicago Times, China defends prison care of ailing dissidents, Nobel Peace Prize. Check out that one. Then I didn't see this one. I'm going to check this one out. Roz said this is how the system works from Nothing But Criminals News, NBC. He says that this is how the system works. So check out that one. Then another one, man, definitely want to see this one. Roz posted this one from PatriotCaller.com. 10 great guns for under $250 or $249 or less. We're going to definitely do a show on that one. Next one, I posted this one. Huge story. China cancels Zim's debt. China cancels Zimbabwe's debt. Check out that one. Thanks, Kev, for that one. This one goes along with the other story. I thought I was going to have time, but I don't think I'm going to have time to read some of these stuff. This one is from Reuters. U.S. sanctions two Chinese men shipping firm over North Korea Times. And I said another necessary bold step towards war. It is over, ladies and gentlemen. When you start sanctioning China like you sanctioning Russia, they want this to happen because they need this war to jump off. China's going to drop your bombs. They're holding you by the bonds.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
It's one other story that I wanted to share, if you don't mind. Did you see the story by Seymour Hersh? He had to go overseas to Europe to publish his article because none of the corporate state outlets would not publish it. And he said that Donald Trump was told that the Syrians did not use gas in April when it, you know, before he dropped that so-called mother of all. No, that was in Afghanistan. They dropped that when he shot
that
off those six
missiles. When he cruise missile.
He knew that Syria had not used any kind of chemical weapons, and he was told this. And the corporate state media is not reporting it. And Seymour Hersh is a respected journalist. So, you know, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Very, very important, because remember, they're pushing this right now because they want to have a false flag to start this war off. And they're going to start this war off. But they're going to definitely start this war off. And this is another extension of that. So, so true. No, there was no... We talked about it yesterday. What interest would Assad have in using any chemical weapons when he's got the Russians, the Iranians, and the Chinese backing him? No, it's the opposite. Who gains from chemical weapons being used? Those that want to create a war. So that's what's going on there. Now, last article real quick. This is a very, very important one. And we're going to probably pick this one up later on because I've got to jump into to today's show. Check this one out. Very, very important. CBO, Congress Budget Office, .gov system. The 115th Congress. Let me pull this up. This one comes from, everyone should be looking at this. Very, very important. The Congressional Budget Office. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, and we got time here, I'm going to just read really quickly. We got a couple of, okay. This is what is said. I'm going to read the last paragraph on page 404. It says, under subtitle in bold, when would the extraordinary measures and cash run out? What would happen then? Listen. If the debt limit is not increased above the amount that was established on March the 16th, 2017, and that was roughly just short of $20 trillion, they need to raise it above $20 trillion. They can't. The Treasury will not be authorized to issue additional debt that increases the amount outstanding. It will be able to issue additional debt only in the amount of mature debt or the amount cleared by taking extraordinary measures. That restriction would ultimately lead to the delay of payment of government programs and activities, a default on the government's debt obligations, or both. The CBO estimated that without an increase in the debt limit, the Treasury, by using all available extraordinary means, would likely not be able to continue borrowing and have significant cash to make it its usual payments until early to mid-October of this year. And my subtitle for this was, the new fiscal year, the U.S. will be out of cash. In March and in February, we did a show about this, and I said this summer is going to be the last summer of financials. You're going to see everything start to fall apart because the U.S. is going to run out of money in the beginning of the year. And what I mean by the beginning of the year is the fiscal year, ladies and gentlemen, which is in October.
December. Oh, October.
So we got a caller in queue. Let me go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hi, Brother Dave. This is Jada from Atlanta. How are you?
Sister Jada, what's going on? How's my man Michael?
Michael's doing fine. He's hanging in there. He's being a trooper. I just want to tell you thank you, and to thank you to everybody who's been such a blessing to us. I just want to just tell everyone thank you. I really appreciate all the love. Thank you. Me and William, thank you guys. Oh, and you were just talking about an article.
Hold on, Jada. One, did you get my text? Because someone wanted to donate. Did you get my text?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Who do I forward that to? All right, I'll get it to you. I'll send it to you and Will. Don't worry about it. Okay. So I said someone sent me a text earlier. They wanted to make a donation. They wanted to know. Text me if you have a PayPal account.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I think
Yeah, Will does. VP does. So yeah text me that, and then I'll make sure I'll get that to them because they wanted to do it that way as well. Okay.
Oh, that's awesome! Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Can I talk?
Now back to what you were saying.
Oh, okay, Brother Dave. It's interesting. Before you even talked about that pedophile, I was going to call in because I was just like, I wonder if they know that this pedophilia is about to break the wall. These people are sick. I was on there's this guy that I look at YouTube. He's called The Vigilant Christian, and then he talked about how they were these people were on there actually like rooting for it, and you know, and I'm like, what? Are you for real? So I mean, they want to legalize it. I said this is, it's beyond sick. I mean,
yes, it is.
That's something
Jada.
That
it,
you don't even sit up there and entertain in your mind. You know what is wrong with you? So, things are about to get. We got to really, really be vigilant about what we're talking about on, you know, and what you're talking about, and what Brother Scotty and everybody who calls in. We have to be really vigilant because these people, they're sick and they're demonic.
They're committed.
And, It's just so unreal, the level of sickness. And you would, if you just la la along, you know, that's a problem. You really need to sit down and, you know, evaluate what's, it's crazy. So when I saw that, I saw it yesterday, and he was just like, you know, these people are sick. And they had the prize parade on Sunday. So,
mm-hmm.
They were asking people, this one guy was interviewing people and how the video started off, and he was just like, well, there are people walking around, I'm talking about men that are in their 60s or 70s walking around butt booty naked, okay, like anybody wants to see that garbage, and having their little flag or whatever waving it, and you got 2-year-old kids, 3-year-old kids looking at this stuff, and they asking the people, oh, what do you feel about that? Oh, it's fine. It's normal. It's okay for a little child to just look at people's genitals. Okay, now there's something wrong with you, okay? So this is where we're headed. And this is just random people the guy was interviewing in the street. And I'm like, wow, that's deep. So I just...
This is the move. That's the move. Woo. And I'm gonna tell you, there's nothing new. This has all been around before, but what they do is that they wait for the right timing because they know the overall their tactics and brainwashing and conditioning, and as my man Rod said, they got them under mind control. They know how their mind control works, and so this is what we're going to see, and it's only going to get worse until we decide that we are going to do other things different, and other people say that, yes, I want to align with them. I want to align with this, because the only reason why these individual entities are as strong as they are is from the commitment and the energy that other people give into it. We have to put our energy in a way that actually perpetuates our overall sovereignty, our overall free will, our overall birthright, and our overall standing. It should never over extend itself into someone else. But I will say this, we should never, ever, ever allow our peaceful, loving nature to be compromised by someone else's violence, because then you'll always lose every war. You'll lose every war. So, very, very important. Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. I'm going to be on the road, so I won't be able to see the board. When we come back, I'm going to start something, and then we'll continue the show. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Yeah.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I just realized, oh, shoot, I can't do this because I got to take my phone with me. So I won't be able to play the other part of the actual that we were playing last Thursday in regards to the chemtrails and everything else because I will have to have my phone with me. So how do I do this? I won't be able to do it. So won't be able to do that. I'll do it at another time. So sorry about that, everyone. So didn't think that one through. Oh, well, I know what I thought. Okay, I actually thought someone was going to be here to help me out, but they're not here, so they didn't know. So wasn't able to do that. So won't be able to do that. But I will get. We will finish the show that we had the other day. And as a matter of fact, I do. Hold on 1 second, everyone. 1 second. Give me 1 sec. Okay, so I will be able to play it. So I'm going to play. Give me 1 second. Everything is set up. Actually need this one thing to be played. So got everything set up. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish what we were listening to last Thursday. Very, very important. And it's going to be about 30 minutes. So it'll take us right to the next break. And I'm going to play this for you guys. Give me 1 sec. So, this is... The chemtrails, what's being used in that, very, very important. And the reason being, is because this is all a part of the program on how to destabilize us, to intoxify our bodies and everything else. So let me just set everything up. Let me just give me 1 second to set everything up here, and then we'll get going on this. Here we, 1 sec. Okay, so here we go.
They were investigating the possibility that lingering contrails, which is what they call them, lingering contrails contribute to dangerous heat waves, more powerful storms, lengthening of fire seasons, and other dangerous consequences. But there's a new study about air pollution is revealing that, once again, this particular, the aluminum and barium that we talk about in the trail, is creating dementia. For older women, breathing air that is heavily polluted by metals and other sources of fine particulates nearly doubles the likelihood of developing dementia, and the cognitive effects of air pollution are dramatically more pronounced in women who carry a genetic variant known as APOE, that's APOE-E4, which puts them at higher risk for developing Alzheimer's disease.
There are so many things going on, and it's because these nanoparticles are disrupting the workings of our cells. Our bodies attack ourselves, and it goes nuts. But just concentrating on what's being sprayed is only half the story. The electromagnetic aspect of this is devastating. The Russians were using the woodpecker program back in the 80s because they could change
it.
Yeah, because it's very long wavelength. It travels a very long distance, and it's such simple technology. Our body's resonant frequency is 5 hertz. All you have to do is just point that at someone, and if you pick someone up and shake them at 5 times a second, they'll fall apart. There's so much research on the cognitive, physiological, and other effects of electromagnetic radiation on our bodies and our minds. And, you know, put a burrito in the microwave, you know, it does something. You often find you just be going about along with your day, and then suddenly, like, bam, you're extremely tired, you just have to sleep. And you'll find a lot of people at the same time will have those things. You'll have people getting similar like muscle spasms in different parts of the body all over the place. I mean, full spectrum warfare, I mean, the electromagnetic, the spraying, these sort of things. In Scotland, last year, between 2014 and 2015, the death rate from respiratory failure went up like 14% in 1 year. That's statistically significant. I mean, why aren't they asking, why, you know, is this massive jump? Italy's death rate overall went up 11%. This is carnage.
So when you're looking at the spraying, it could be private contractors doing sure. Weather modifications, could be a number of things that they're doing. Geoengineering, of course, Matt, you know, he was the one that introduced me to the idea of geoengineering mm-hmm. being used and doing the studies of geoengineering. That's what we talked about last time you were on the program. Well, you heard that now the bees are an endangered species.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading about that the other day, that they're now turning into endangered species, and that's right. So there, before we had the, what would they call that, hive...
colony collapse disorder.
Yeah, colony collapse disorder. They said the colony collapse disorder could be because of, you know, Roundup, Monsanto, you name off all these things. But think about this. The bees are dying of the same type of problems that we're having. And that is dehydration, not getting enough water, not having enough water in our bodies, having diseases that are creating this sick behavior that we're having, and the bees get it too. Even people who have good night's sleep are not doing it. They wake up tired, they wake up dragging. And so what else could it be but something environmental, something toxic that we're being exposed to?
It's got to be above government because it's global.
Right. They're doing it all over the world.
Yeah. China, Russia, everywhere.
And then that's the thing. If we don't know who, then we don't know all the answers for them. And if they can't make a solid opinion. One of my biggest frustrations is the line, they wouldn't do that to us.
I've heard that too. Why would they do that to us? Because they have families too. And I tell them, well, you know, I have a genetic disorder that makes me prone to cancer. And why? Because they were testing nuclear weapons in the West Desert of Nevada, St. George, Cedar City area in Utah. My family was subjected to that radiation, which caused some DNA problems, and it got passed down to me.
And
my son. They did that because they felt that that was more important than the lives of people.
Spend a few bucks, get your rainwater analysis, you get your hair analyzed, and I have footage of these sprayers, and they show up on flight radar. I don't know any airline that does not spray. They aren't told, oh, by the way, turn the switch when you get to a certain point. It's all done centrally. There's plenty of patents where the substance actually gets injected into the exhaust. I mean, there's a U.S. Navy patent called Powder Contrails. There's so much freaking evidence. It's insane. Technocracy, this crackpot idea dreamed up in the 1930s. They wanted to replace the economic system with an energy-based thing. Like, if you have a gold-based economy, you know how much a loaf of bread is worth in compared to the amount of gold there is. But with energy, you have to know how much energy is being stored, transferred, whatever, at all times. Hence, smart meters, smart every freaking thing. Reject it. The official line on this whole thing is, oh, we're all going to die from global warming, and we might just have to spray sulfates into the sky to reduce global warming. David Keith, Ken Caldera, and Alan Roebuck are the three main guys who go out to do this stuff. They'll only talk about sulfates. But their own papers say, actually, sulfates don't work. They stick together. They fall out of the sky. Instead, you've got to use nanoparticulate aluminum, barium, strontium, magnetite, and so on. And this character dates research. According to U.S. Code 50, Section 1520A, I think, it's legal to spray chemical and biological warfare on a civilian population as long as you call it research. So it's banned as warfare, but you can do it in your own populations. So I think all the spraying is generally done by people doing military.
What they're doing is they're establishing a geoengineering governance regime. It's a self-proclaimed regime. They ask for papers to identify things like, should we even involve the UN? Should we take into consideration human health impacts? What role will public perception and opinion play while we establish this solar geoengineering governance regime, self-titled regime? So Patrick and I, we independently submitted papers. I hired a PhD. My paper delved into the human rights aspect, that we have the right to environmental decision-making participation. Both of our papers were, of course, rejected. It is their plan to do full-scale deployment. They claim that all of the research that we've been seeing, these grid patterns, are research. They're admitting to it. The chemtrails, the geoengineering, the solar radiation management, Okay, and now you can even look up the Solar Radiation Management Governance Initiative, SRMGI. Okay, it's an initiative to govern their solar radiation management, which is chemtrails, which is geoengineering. So these people are meeting, 24 scientists behind closed doors, to develop the plan for the regime to take hold to go full-scale deployment. Some days don't have chemtrails, right? Some days are clear. And really, the more clear days you get in a row, the more likely it is that you're going to get a grid pattern coming up. But this irregular pattern of appearance where you not only have no lines in the sky, but you also don't have the air traffic. Okay, listeners, feel free to look up at your sky. Look at that air traffic. See those days where there's nothing going on. And this irregularity in the appearance is, it's the clue. It's the first clue for the new. Chemtrails are also called solar geoengineering. It's also called solar radiation management. It's also called stratospheric aerosol injection. Okay, and what they like to do is they like to confuse us with the terminology. It's all one thing, right? It's all chemtrails. It's all geoengineering. It's all solar radiation management, stratospheric aerosol injection. Whatever word you want to give it, it's all treason. It's very, very obvious that chemtrail does not behave like an actual cloud formation. It forms out and fades into a milky haze. All right? Irregular pattern of appearance, the number of trails seen simultaneously at a given time. When you're sitting out there and it's a normal day and then all of a sudden a dozen planes show up and grid the sky, whereas you've seen three planes all day, something is going on there. That's it. It's that simple. How come all of a sudden all the planes show up at once and zigzag the sky? We got broken trails. All right? Things are going on where they're mixing chemicals in the sky. They're using the atmosphere as a laboratory. That is a quote from NASA. Using the atmosphere as a laboratory. Okay? The exhaust is often coming where the engines are not. Okay? This wakes the people up. In 1983, we had 50 companies, right? 90% of the media. 1983, 50 companies encapsulated the 90% of the media. Now it's been consolidated down. Six companies. Those six companies are owned by just a couple families. Everything is controlled. They hand a script to the entire nation. And your local broadcaster is reading something that was planned to build your mental construct to control the way you think about everything.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday. A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday. A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday. A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, right? Especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday. A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday. A child's happiness is priceless.
Civil society actors that, quote, manifest the will of the public. They call these astroturf because almost everything has been co-opted. They've contemplated how they were going to convince us that we need solar geoengineering to block out the sun. They say society is lousy at strategy, but we are not. A few suggested that to shift the conversation in productive ways, geoengineering will be characterized publicly as a terrible choice. We'll start the conversation by introducing them to this problem, and we'll tell them that it's a horrible idea. Problem, reaction, solution. So here they come out immediately. Geoengineering, a horrible idea. Geoengineering climate fixes could harm billions during this short time frame. Forbes magazine, Washington Post. Chemtrails are not real. Showing a picture of chemtrails. So if you're new to this, you're being educated by your trusted news sources, okay? And they're telling you there's nothing to see up there. Don't worry. But wait in 6 months, they're going to tell you they've got a cure for global warming, and it's identical to what they have proven to you does not exist. Geoengineers to spray sun-reflecting chemicals from a balloon. They think that we're so dumb that we see the lines coming out of the plane. We see these rare halos going around the sun, and then all they have to say in the newspaper is, well, we're going to use balloons. Don't worry. Geoengineering gets green light from federal scientists 2017, March 25th. We've got new clouds for you, 12 of them. 12 new clouds? And how does this correspond to this entire agenda push? And the name for these vapor trails, Homo mutatus, which literally means man-made.
The World Meteorological Organization has decided to add 11 new cloud classifications next to their international cloud atlas, and this is a big deal because it is the first time they've added anything in 30 years.
Forget being on cloud 9, we are on cloud 12, because that's how many new types of clouds have been added to this historic update coming from meteorologists. I'm a little biased, right? Exciting stuff, guys. All right, so the new types include the Velatus or roll cloud, which has been designated as a whole new species. You can see it gets its name from this long horizontal tube-like shape. Next one up, we have the cavum, or the hole punch cloud. This big circular gap is sometimes caused by aircraft taking off and landing. Very easy to see, right? Makes sense there. And we also have the Spiritus. These are gorgeous. It's actually my favorite. It's kind of looking like it waves while you're underwater. I mean, these are actually beautiful. I mean, check these out. And then finally, we also have the big surfer waves of the Fluxus cloud. So beautiful, right? There's just a sample of the new additions that we have. Meteorologists, sky watchers, daydreamers, we're all geeking out, guys.
The meteorologists are all part of that same program. They're all getting handed a script, and they're told to read it, and they have no choice. And already, it's time for governance, okay? This is something that they just shoved down our throats for the past few months, and they say they're going to be doing it in the future, and they say don't worry that it's not real 6 months ago. Now, they're already talking about how are they going to govern it. They're pushing this agenda full speed ahead. They're already talking about how to govern something that we're still slowly waking up to, that they're going to be doing it to us publicly. This very small group of globalists claim that they have the exclusive rights to saving us, and that we don't get it, and they do. This is all of our skies. This is all of our air. This is our children's future. Everybody is involved here, all right? There was a time when people got pissed and they did something about it, and they made things change, okay? They know that they can program you through social media, okay, and we can't let that happen. It's up to us to carry this information forward. It's up to us to be the change. And if we don't do it, we're not going to have any sun. Thank you.
For the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish, and we are all mortal.
Geoengineering, chemtrails, forced vaccination, population control, weather modification, war games. We have not given consent. Cannot spray the atmosphere with toxic chemicals and expect no ramifications. These chemicals go into our food, our air, and our water supply. Ill effects of these have been recorded as headaches, food, breathing problems, skin problems, and my major concern is Alzheimer's disease. Aluminium causes nerve damage. Fluoride in the water works with aluminium in the air to suck into our brain. At this moment, about 24,700 young people around the age of 30 and above have Alzheimer's. In the next 10 years, 400,000 people in Australia will have dementia. It is now the third leading cause of death in Australia. About 10 years ago, I did a degree in environmental management. It's concerning to me that in that short time, we were brainwashed to believe in population control, that our Earth could not sustain itself if we didn't intervene. The Earth has enough resources for everyone. We need to change our thinking, but also change our actions. If you have never heard of these terms before, then please start looking at the sky and make your own decisions. It's not like they can hide the brain.
All right, so I just wanted to finish that up. That was Frankenskies that we had played there, and we played that last Thursday and this Thursday. Wanted to finish that up. Very, very important from some of the things that's going on that we need to thoroughly know about. And, you know, it's really
important that we change our overall direction of things. Just because everybody else is doing something that is not beneficial to our overall future prosperity doesn't mean that we should surrender that opportunity to invest forward in the future. And what we could do, every single person, I think it's very important that we do things individually first. Mute yourself, Daph.
Whoever it was hung up. I'm sorry, I didn't get to the board in time, but it was somebody who.
No, you're fine, Scott.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're good. So it's real important that we know these things, and then we can start to conceptualize the importance of them before they adversely affect us all. Because generally, which they already have in so many ways, and so that it doesn't progress any further. But most people won't do anything until they actually get adversely affected individually. And then a lot of people would say, well, what is it that I can do? I can't do anything. Somebody needs to do something about it. And they shrug that responsibility off to somebody else. That's what the system wants, because that's what the system has always taught us how to respond to things, is that we respond by petitioning the very enslaver, the very compromiser, the very oppressor. The system itself is, because they've taught us to only know the system so that naturally we think that it is the living source of our existence, and we don't look at the true living source of our existence anymore. And so this is what has been taught to us all. And so I think it's real important that we realize that there are things that we could do. There are things that we should do, because if we don't do them, then we already know the outcome. And is that really what we want? Even though the toxification that we're all going through, it actually dumbs us down, and it actually makes us slewful. We have an ennui sense to everything, where we really don't care, because that's because we've been so toxified. And that's the overall way to make the perfect slave. That's what this, to me, is really all about: creating and maintaining perfect slavery and subjugation. And if you really want to look at it, the sun. Now, I know people are going to get mad at what I'm about to say, but the truth is the truth. The sun, the S-U-N, is more important than any religious figure that you've been lied about. And the sun, the S-U-N, is the one you need more than anything else, because the rising of that is really determines if you are physically existent, in physical existence. But we ignore it. And the system wants us only to look at the sun and what it really is based off of their schooling and their importance. And this is how they come up with these elaborate lies and schemes, with these new clouds and all of those. The meteorologists were just going along reading the script, just like all the news people. They're just doing their job. Well, at some point and at some time, we have to realize that our job may be a detriment to our children and our generations that we have yet not named, which is really us. So our ancestral truths are being compromised, because at some point and at some time, you're going to be in an ancestral energy. But will that ancestral energy that you will have, will that resonance be polluted? Because how we decide to use our energy now, I think, this is just me, plays into our overall harmonic, how we resonate in the future, in our eternal state. So,
yeah, bro.
There's someone that's there. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what's your question or comment?
This is Brother Davis. I wanted to call and add to this. This is what every show has already been preparing you for. Every right. show. If you listen to any show on here, we all have been preparing you to step out, take control, because when you don't, you submit yourself to this evil death. And that's what it's coming down to. So don't think for a minute, and I've been saying every day that you have the power. We are the solution. We cannot be what we need to be in fear. We got to step out. We got to organize. All of this is what, this should be repetitious to you by now. I just wanted to add that this is just a part of a great scenario of life, because now everything is in jeopardy. Not just your stuff or my stuff, everybody's stuff is in jeopardy. I just wanted to add that, brother. I'll get back
to you. So true, Brother Davis. As always, well said. Brother Davis is exactly right. This is why Tando Radio Show brings you every piece of information is brought to you for you to realize the power of you. And this is something that we always try to reestablish and to rebuild and to have a rebirthing of, so that we can have make sure that there's, you know, the seeds will go through the proper process of germinating itself and growing, so that it can be those that can bear good fruit, because everything is dependent upon how we resonate. What energy force will we be? And the lies that those that want to control and maintain their overall control of your energy, they realize that they have to continuously come up with scams, lies, and deception for you to bow your energy to them. Because the thing that's so important about this whole thing, the overall threat of death is a myth. Death is a myth. It is nothing more than what man has created as death is a lie. What we have is just a transformation of life. Just as you were at some point in that time, every person that's listening here that's above the age of 25, at some point in this physical existence, you were 15 years old. That 15-year-old child has gone through a transformation of adulthood and can never go back to that 15-year-old child again. That child is no more. But is it painful? No. Is it a process that has been a beautiful process and is a life-sustaining process? Yes, so will be the great transformation. So if we stop living by fears, we'll stop killing ourselves. Very, very important. So right now the emphasis is on creating this global warming and everything else, because what they want to do, and I think what they understand, the power of the cycle of the universe, we will be going through an ice age. That is the natural process. But they want to go through the ice age on their terms. And what is their terms based in? A mass depopulation, so that they can reestablish their overall subjugation and control of people in the future, where people in the future will say it was the government that saved us, it was religion that saved us, it was the cultural our cultural ties that saved us, and all of those things, our civil ways of doing things in life, is what saved us. And that has been what has been actually retarding your overall growth and abilities since you came on the scene here. So, listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Then we got another caller in queue. I think Brother Davis, might be Brother Davis. I can't tell. You may want to chime in again. We're getting ready to go to our last commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Hit star star and then just say excuse me, because I'm actually on the road, and we'll hear you and definitely so that you can make your question or comment known. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, to hit **, and just say, excuse me, that way we'll hear you, because I can't see the board, and we will bring you up. In today's show, we jumped about a couple of things, but the last portion that we played was that was known as Franken Skies. You can find that on YouTube. Check that documentary out if you need to go back and listen to it. Very well put together documentary. It gives you figments of truth, and you know, but we may not know everything, but we do know this, is that your overall energy is so important, and it's been neglected and not properly used by us. And what I love about the ecosystem that we live in, that the great creator has made, is that whatever you don't use, you lose. And we haven't been using our spiritual mind, so we've been physically crazy and deranged and unbalanced. And then because of that, because we are not acting as the God that we were given as a measure of love. What is a God? And let me rephrase that. What is a great creator? Is not something that sits, not a great, a creator doesn't wait for something to tell it what to do. It creates based off of how it resonates. And we've been not been creating, we've been working, we've been enslavement, we've been upholding someone else's agenda and compromising our morality to do it. So we're not been the creators that we possibly could be, as we were gifted out of love to be. And because of that, we see the dysfunctional state that we continuously live in, by ways of famine, by ways of war, by way of man-made diseases, by way of strife, by way of confusion, and by way of lies, and by way of hate. How much hate have we been taught since we've been here? But we were never created in hate, so that's not our nature. But it has become our purpose. And I just really, really hope that we see the significance of us outside of our fears. There isn't anyone that can kill you. So what is it that we should be afraid of? Take that fear away, and what are you left with? A beautiful state of the truth. Your talents and your abilities are a gift that was given to you that you can use the way that you decide, and what discretion that you use, and what consciousness that you will use to wane it. What will you create? Will you create a system that enslaves others? That choice is yours. Many have done that, and they've made it popular. They've made it acceptable. They made it civilization. But what they didn't make it eternal, because they can't. Only you can make that eternal for you. So I truly think that with these chemists, with developing these lies of global warming and everything else, those things can't even withstand any real measure of truth. The earth is a living being, and the overall celestial abundance that it lives in is a living entity, because it continues to breed life, and the process that it goes through from having solar maximum and solar minors, where in solar minors you'll have an ice age, or you'll have times in which the weather will be one way or another. But what happens is that that's the natural process of the overall existence of it all. But what becomes extremely dangerous is when man tries to steal what the great creator has created for sustainability to claim as their own, to alter the state of existence for others. This is where you become demonic. And this is why we've been put into schools to learn to hate, learn to want to war with, go to war with, learn to have a violent anger reaction to everything. Learn to have to think that if we're not getting ahead individually, then it's worth it to do it at all costs, to take from others what is not rightfully yours. And this, you know, has been perpetuated, and it's been a very successful operation for many a years because there are many people that are giving energy to it. We are giving energy to our own demise, but we don't have to. And it all starts with us individually. It starts with you individually. How will you resonate? Now, does that mean that you shouldn't protect yourself from someone that means you harm? No, not at all. You should always let your conscience be your guide in that. But have a conscience that has balance. An unbalanced conscience is always going to go towards a psychopathic or sociopathic decision. And when we have balance, you should always resonate with others that have that same stability. And then you start to cultivate what is necessary for your prosperity that you will leave as an heir to those that you have yet not named. Extremely important. It's about investing and seeding forward. You're here now in this time and in this eternal moment. I don't look at time as significant, because that was something that man has created for you to compromise your energy for their benefit. And there's been a very elaborate scheme, and it's worked very, very well. They've established much sorcery and magic around it, and because of that, many believe it. Many believe it. But you have been resonating differently, and you've been noticing things, as well as all of the other living entities that are here, from the grass, from the trees. They all know that they're under attack, and believe me, they know who the attacker is. And it is the same energy force. It's the same energy force. And the way to defeat that energy force is for you not to be one that upholds that same process. So I think that, you know, we're really going to be going through different challenging times because the subjugation agenda is extremely, extremely strong, but it's weak in its foundation. It's weak to its core. Its core is fear. Its core is slowfulness. Its core is we're getting people to want to be a part of that system altogether. Just imagine what we could build if we went back to the ecosystem. Would it be hard to do it? Yes. Would it be worth it? That's why you endure the hardship. Because we already know that this society is unsustainable. It's insane. It's psychotic. So we should be returning to what has always worked and what has put everything in this position right now. The earth is in the position that it is in to withstand this momentary barrage of insanity because of how long it has been on the ecosystem. It has built so much more in that regard than what those have been around for the millions of years that they've been practicing this so-called civilized way of life. That's why it endures. That's why it's able to do it, because it's been more successful in the ecosystem. And if you ever notice, the grass always grows through the concrete, because that overall will is stronger and more powerful than the concrete. Some point and at some time, we too, individually, must break through the concrete and continue to bear forward what is truly sincere. So, if you'd like
Brother
to get
Dave,
in on the conversation, definitely, Brother Davis.
What I like people to understand is, last night I spoke about the levels of knowledge. Everything they're doing is theoretically. Theoretically, this should work.
Right.
But they really don't know right. what is going to happen. So what we have to do is, first of all, Dave, this tape, can it be uploaded onto Facebook and that sort of thing?
Can it be what, Brother David? Say that again.
That tape that you're playing, can it be uploaded to Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, we all need to upload this tape as many times and as many places as possible. One is because we got to get the word out. Two is because it will stimulate other people to at least look to see if it's true. That's what we need to do. Then we can start organizing in reference to open conversation, because I'm going to tell you, one of the things that work for the system the way it is that they have control of the media. But what they haven't, what they don't have control of, is the people. And that's who we are. And this is something small now, but that small effort that you make, if we can get this video to go viral, can you imagine how many other videos we can have going viral in the next 10 days? Because when I say viral, I mean when we put it up here and it gets across the water, our European brothers and sisters will put it on, the Japanese brothers and sisters will put it on, because this is a threat to life the way we know it. And this is only done by a group of people. This is not done by people who've been studying this to the degree they know it's going to work. No. If this idea of theirs fails, we become a great big guinea pig. And literally, I don't want to take that chance. I sure don't want to take that chance and take that. I want to take that opportunity away from them of destroying whatever we have that we can save. That is our job. So everybody should be uploading this on their Facebook pages, their tweets, however you can get it out there every day until you find something better, and then upload that. Because that is the only way we're going to be able to put it out here so that we can have open discussion on it. Because I'm going to tell you something. There are people in other parts of the world that are not as well connected that will never know this is happening, but yet the people who are making the decisions will affect their lives also. It's our responsibility, brothers and sisters. I just wanted to add that. That's why I always say, I don't have to know you to love you.
So true, Brother Davis. Yes, and I will send that to you. I will actually put it on, upload it on FedBook, and put it in the different media outlets, because you're absolutely right. Everything that Brother Davis said was fundamentally true, and it's very, very powerful that we do share these things and take a vested interest in everyone, the species. So. Listen, everyone, we're going to get ready to get out of here a little bit early. But I will post that. I will put it in RDP. I will put it in SCG. I will put it in on Facebook. And just so you know, it's on YouTube, and it's called Franken Skies, like Frankenstein. Just put Franken Skies, and that's the name of the video. So. Okay, everyone, just want to say much love, much respect, and always, always greatly appreciate you all. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Never goodbye, as always. We'll see you later. So we're going to get ready to get out of here like 5 minutes early. Next is coming up is B.I.B. with the Golden Voice, Miss CeCe, and Brother Please. Robert X. Yeah. Brother. Please. Go ahead, Brother Brad.
I'm in the wings. You, man, excellent show, man. You know I'm maxing out. You and Brother Davis. Today is a day of silence for me, though. We talked this morning. You know what I'm talking about. So I got a lot rolling in my head.
Yes.
Great show.
Thank you, Brother Bragg, for you being you, and everyone for being them. We all need each other. So, Brother Bragg, if you would, chime us out of here. And it's never goodbye, as always. We'll see you later. Much love, much respect. As Brother Davis said, please, Frank and Sky, share it with everyone. Share it with friends. The next gathering that you have with people, and you're just hanging out with people, share it with them and ask them what they think. And just hand it to them. So, much love, much respect. We'll talk to you all soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and an invasion followed. Some say because the Americans were desperate to prevent OPEC from transferring oil trading in all its member countries to the euro. Not the case in places like Libya and many of the Gulf states. A gold dinar would have given oil-rich African and Middle Eastern countries the power to turn around to their energy-hungry customers and say, sorry, the price has gone up and we want gold.
The United States should welcome the self-determination of Africans. They certainly have denied self-determination to Africans inside the United States.